Next up on WealthWorks Radio, when it comes to financial literacy, social media has done a lot of damage. We're exposing some of the worst financial planning advice to go viral on social media, exploring why it's so dangerous, and doing a bit of financial influencer myth busting to perfect the record on today's show. Stay tuned.
And now, WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Joseph Lanz is here. Of course, Eric, President of Retirement Wealth. Eric, Independent Fiduciary, alongside Eric. Every week we are here. They are here. I'm just here for the ride. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, so I like what we're going to dig into here. We've talked about social media before. We talked about it off the air. And I mean, I'm not really a big social media guy. And Eric, I pretty much put you in that same boat.
Yeah, I'm really trying to divorce myself from that. And Ron DeSantis now is signing a bill that is, you know, making it, I don't know if illegal or whatever, but he doesn't really want access to social media for children under 14. And I don't really think that that's such a bad thing because, you know, it is. I mean, influencer has gotten to be such a big deal. You know, people really do pay attention to these people. And it's really sad and almost pathetic because other than a short video, you have no idea who these people are. You have no idea if they're moral or ethical or if they're just trying to get views and they're just saying things on there just to gather more viewers. And, you know, the advice that's given out there is terrible. And this is where people are getting their advice from.
Oh, I know. The statistics will back that up.
Yeah, and it really is mind-numbing to me, and it's dangerous. And, you know, we've had a lot of people that we've been meeting over the past few years that call us after the radio show or the TV show, and they're like, hey, you know what, I've been getting this horrible advice somewhere else, and now I got to do something about it. And, you know, we just talked with a gentleman a couple of weeks ago, and he's still working, and I'm not going to say his age, but he is deep into retirement age, deep. And he's like, I'm really hoping I can be done in another 1 or 2 years. And let me tell you something, in another 1 or 2 years, I'm not so sure if he's going to last that long. And so, you know, I don't really think there's anything that much that we can really do for him at this point. And people always say, oh, it's never too late to start planning or it's never too late. I disagree with that 100%. It does come a time where it is too late. You know, your options have been deleted. You don't have as many options as you did before. And all of a sudden, you know, your time is running out. And you have to figure out at a certain time in your life, you have defined who you are financially. And after a certain point in life, that's not going to change. So you have got to realize if you're going to get advice, is it good quality advice that has gone through a process? And that is what people, successful people, are looking for. I'm not saying wealthy people. I'm saying successful people, because everybody assumes that you have to be super wealthy, but you don't. But people appreciate a process. But what's happening now is people want instant financial gratification. They're going to these videos, these shorts, and they're taking up all these little pieces of advice, but they're not actually putting the pieces of the puzzle together. And this is a huge detriment, especially to Gen Zers. And I just told Joseph this morning, I'm like, honestly, I feel bad for you in another 10 years, because this is where the people are getting up and coming that are getting their information from. And it's bad information.
Oh, yeah, very bad. Well, I mean, this one, Wall Street Zen says 76% of Gen Zers scroll through TikTok or YouTube to get financial advice. What?
I mean, take a look at social media. At the end of the day, it's a form of media. But compared to 15 or 20 years ago, you know, even the news articles back then, a lot of them would give some form of misinformation looking back and saying, that might not have been the best thing to do. But at least back then, there was different layers that people had to go through in order to put something out there, right? Somebody can't just publish a piece and it automatically gets, you know, put out into the space and everybody can see that. Nowadays, I could take my phone out of my pocket and create a video in 3 seconds and put it online.
Yeah.
And that's available for everybody to see. And who's fact checking that? Who's actually the credible source behind that besides me just putting that video online? Everything is so easily accessible nowadays that the information just seems endless. And a lot of times these influencers know exactly what to say to get views and become more popular over time as well. And that's really when you really think about, okay, what's the main purpose of somebody putting this out there? Is it for them to boost their own following status?
Of course
it
is.
Or is it to really help people out there and teach them something?
No, it's all about followers, right? I mean, we know that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that that's really what they're looking for. They don't really care about the content that goes out. They just want more viewers. So
it's, well, they want to be, I mean, you know, think of it like, you know, shock jocks in the 70s.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it really is the form of that, right? They're trying to get as many listeners. But the interesting thing about this is that, you know, people really say, look at all the views this guy has. So all of a sudden he has this instant credibility. And it just kind of blows me away. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, we've been teaching these classes lately, and there's a lot of people that say, oh, I can't wait to come. I can't wait to go. And all of a sudden, they don't show up. And it's interesting because the people that are actually there are so serious about their financial situation. And I think about the people that don't show up but keep signing up for events time and time again. And you know what? We take them off the list. If they call us again, we say, look, we really don't have any room for you. Because we're serious about financial planning. If you come to us and you want to try to be in a better financial position, we're going to unleash all of our weapons and ideas and strategies and tactics and planning for you. But if you're not serious, please don't call us. And it's interesting because I had a client the other day said, you know, Eric, I listened to you on the radio and I was surprised at what you said. And after I thought about it, you're right. And what I said was, you want to find a financial advisor that doesn't need your money. And he's like, I was kind of taken aback by that. But when I really thought about it, like, you guys are in a very good position. You have a very good reputation. You've built a good reputation. And you do what you say you're going to do. And I can tell you all the time where clients email us, thank you for doing this, and we appreciate you doing this. This was great advice. And, you know, we just got another piece earlier this week where a client wanted to go one way, and we said, look, we strongly suggest you go this way. And for the past year, that panned out extremely well for them, and they send you an email. That's when you know that you're doing the right thing for the client. So the problem is that we want to work with people who are absolutely serious, not going on some short or some video. And there's a lot of times where somebody say, hey, Eric, I saw this video. This is what they're doing. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And it really does. It's mind blowing, Steve, because there's no theory behind it. Right. There's no work or there's no effort being put into that. They're just saying, well, this is what they're going to do. I want to do it. Well, why don't you stress test it? Why don't you back test it? Why don't you put it through your actual income plan of what your needs look like and see if that would be a fit for you? But instead, they're just hyper focusing on this is what I need. And so I think this is really interesting because, again, I do feel I feel for Joseph in the next 10 years because I think that this is going to be a bigger epidemic than we think. And it's only going to get worse and worse. You know, people are streaming. They're going to their phones. They're going to TikTok, Instagram, and everything for their financial advice. That is a very scary place to be.
Right. Well, and again, let's give us, here's an example of, we put together a montage of what a lot of these financial gurus, and I use the term loosely, are saying on TikTok.
401k is the biggest scam in America.
401ks are a scam.
401ks are the worst investment.
Screw the 401k.
The most idiots out there. Like, idiots. Oh, I have a 401k. Well, you've been sold a bill of goods, sweetheart.
401ks are just there to keep people at work, not great financial freedom.
I'm not sure 401k is that much motivation to keep me going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny how they take something. It's probably, you know, some people's next to their home, their biggest asset in retirement, right? Mm-hmm. 401k,
of
that
course.
Is what provides them. And after 1978, let's face it, the pensions went away. All of a sudden, you know, ERISA Act comes in. And all of a sudden, you know, now you are forced to basically save for your own. But here's the problem. Most people don't put enough effort into your 401k. You're not managing that 401k. So people have got to wake up and realize I need help managing my 401k. How do I actually do that?
Exactly.
So when you look at people, how much effort do you actually put into that? And what we always say is things are hard in life. Losing weight is hard. Staying in shape is hard. Saving money is hard. Being broke is hard. Saving for retirement over a long period of time is hard. Choose your hard. So financial planning is a little difficult. You put a little bit of effort in, and then you let the financial planner take the ball and run. That's pretty easy, I think. But people don't want to do the hard work in the beginning. So you have to choose your heart. Do you want to be sacrificing right now for an easier life down the road? Or do you always want your life to be difficult and hard and financially obstructive?
Well, who would choose that, Eric? I mean, truly.
But a lot of people are, Steve.
Well, that's right. And they're making a choice because they're not taking it seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to sit on the couch and watch TikTok. I'm going to sit on the couch and watch Instagram. Now, after watching all these videos, are they actually doing anything about it? Are they actually getting up and doing something from that influencer? Probably not. You know, they're going to go on their post and say, oh, look what I read. Look what I read. Do they actually implement anything? Probably not. We want to work with people who are serious about having their money managed. That's a perfect fit for us.
Well, let's invite the folks to call right now.
Sounds good, Steve. Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial planner view valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out. Your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
Sounds fantastic. It's why we're giving you the opportunity here today to review your individual circumstances. And as Joseph just pointed out, there's no cost and no obligation. You'll find out things like how much risk you're taking, red flags that could pop up down the road. Do you really understand or know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? It's time to find out. How about tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan, all part of the overall discussion and ultimately the plan. You want to take advantage of that? Call us right now, 800-779-1942. 800-779-1942. A quick break. We're coming back. We've got lots more on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lent.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, let's keep the conversation going and how TikTok is so dangerous with bad financial influence. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney's here. Eric, of course, been helping folks for more than 20 years getting to and through retirement. He is a contributor to Fortune magazine. You're an author. You're also the guy running the programs, the Foundation for Retirement. The program is back in session, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. It's back up and running, and super excited about it. We did first class after a long time. And, you know, it was really funny. It's been quite a while since I've taught these. And the reason that we got back into it, Steve, just a little history, was we were probably, prior to COVID, we probably were the number one financial educator in the area. We never did the silly dinner seminars, and we always just did these educational events at the local college. And so then all of a sudden COVID came, and, you know, that died down for like 2 years. Radio and TV kind of took over. We were so busy with that, and we just had phenomenal growth. And so we just didn't really think about getting the classes back together. What happened was in 2022, recognize now that it's 2024, what happened in 2022, there's a lot of other firms that started doing these educational seminars that turned out to be sales seminars. And then all of a sudden we have people coming into our office and they're like, well, I went to this financial education event and this is what we bought, this is what we purchased, this is the investment that we were put in. And I realized that they turned those financial education seminars into sales tools. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. You thought you were going in to learn, and then all of a sudden you realize, no, I actually was just sold a product. And that infuriated me. I was like, that is not the way it's supposed to be. People should feel safe going into that classroom saying, look, I want to be educated. And I tell people right from the beginning, why do we do this course? Two reasons. Number one, I want to educate people about inflation, taxes, income, investments, annuities, the good, the bad, the ugly. I want to educate you from all the way from A to B. There's estate planning in there. There's income planning in there. There's a little bit of everything for everybody. And then you get to make your own choice about what you want to do. And hopefully you'll make an appointment with us and come in and possibly we'll take you on as a client. So I don't let anybody think that it's not a marketing tool. I tell them right up front, I'm going to educate you first and hopefully you'll come in for a free appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right then and there, right?
Sure.
And they realize that. But we're not going to sell you anything today. I don't want to see your portfolio. Don't bring your checkbook. And so anyways, in 2024, and we really realized that a lot of people were being sold a bill of goods. And that's why I'm ramping it up again. And let me tell you something. It's an awful lot of work to do that. But now we're back out there and it's like we want to re-educate people. So that's exactly what I tell people, the classes. We're not going to sell you anything. You can sit back, relax, and learn. And so it's going to take us a while to get back on top, just because, you know, we've been out of the game for a little while.
Right.
But I'm bound and determined. I will get there. I promise you that. We will be the number one financial educator in this area all over again. And so the point is that I have such a passion for what I do and we're a thriving firm. We're doing fantastic. And so the thing is that I want to get out and I want to be able to make sure that we're teaching people a better way about financial planning, teaching them that there is a way to put through a process, and that's what people are craving. So again, if you're serious about your finances, give us a call, shoot us an email, and we'll let you know all the class dates.
And they can also just shoot you a text, Eric. In fact, it is Eric. Text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. Just text Eric to 600-700. You'll get the message and find out some more about the classes coming up. You've got information on your website at this point?
Yeah, there is information. You can go
That's
on
what
to,
I thought, yeah.
Yep, ericcarneyadvisor.com, and we'll have the dates listed on there
All right,
well.
Very good. We're going to talk a little bit more about, we're getting into how social media is really sort of wreaking havoc and people are glomming onto the financial. And I like this one, invest in the rich and famous to get rich and famous. Doing what someone else does, thinking that that's going to work for you.
It makes you think about back at not this past Super Bowl, the one before it, with all those FTX commercials.
Oh, yeah, oh, right, yeah. Exactly. Like that was
Tom Brady and Larry David and all these people. And then you come to find out, oh, they just got paid a big check and they weren't investing in this at all.
Right.
Like Tom Brady was saying, yo, you want to, or even Matt Damon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Be brave, be bold. You know, you got to invest in new things like this. Mm-hmm. And it really is comical. And a lot of people, even if these filings that come out about senators and public figures of that are investing in certain companies and the amount of money that they're putting into them, people then want to get into them themselves or put a large chunk of their assets in that. Your situation is drastically different than Nancy Pelosi's situation. Although she might have some good stock picks sometimes, at the end of the day, her situation is completely different than what your financial plan looks like.
Yeah.
And it's hard for a lot of people to step aside and say, okay, I need to be doing things a little bit differently because maybe I'm not on the same level as somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, it's like, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I remember, do you remember, Steve, a couple of years ago when her yacht was attacked?
Yes.
Like while it was in dock?
Yeah.
And, and then they're like, oh, poor Nancy Pelosi's yacht. And they're like, well, that's one of five, right? So while that one's being repaired, she can get on one of her other four yachts that they actually own.
Right.
And I'm just like, how can anybody even relate to that lifestyle? And so even with Joe Rogan, you take a look at Joe Rogan, you know, I mean, the man is just absolutely famous, rich, and he just keeps getting richer and richer.
Yep.
So people say, I'm going to do what he does. But the biggest thing is that Warren Buffett, do you know how many times I've heard over the years, oh, well, Eric, listen to Warren Buffett, listen to what he's doing. And I'm thinking to myself, that's probably a 0.3% of his entire holdings, right?
Yeah.
And so like you think, well, if he's doing it, I'm going to do it. But if that 0.3% fails miserably, it's not even going to do anything to his net worth, but it could to yours. You don't have the money that Warren Buffett has. And so the thing is that people keep looking at these very wealthy, successful people who have multiple streams of income, multiple investments, and it's like, and it's beyond, and so they just don't understand. Look, and that's why I always say, who cares about anybody else's economy? Let's worry about yours. That's the only one I really care about. I care about my clients, my family, my friends, and myself. Mm-hmm. I don't care about what somebody, you know, that has billions of dollars is doing. It doesn't really matter. So the fact of the matter is we cannot relate to those people. And it's the same thing with TikTok or even Instagram. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and we're going to listen now to Steve Harvey. There's an influencer, if you think about it. I mean, he's been doing Family Feud for years. And this is something we grabbed because it just seemed like an influencer thing.
Give me a milestone people achieve they can be proud of.
Well, one day I would like to have no debt.
That's not gonna happen. debt is okay. OPM, other people's money, is how you get rich. You use other people's money, not yours. That's how you get rich.
Is that true?
I think so. I mean, you know, the funny thing is that when I refinanced my house at 2.9%, I was putting extra money on that thing every single month before I did that. And now all of a sudden I realize at 2.9%, why would I do that? So I actually took the extra money that I was putting on it and I applied it to other areas. And so, you know, it doesn't make sense to pay down that debt when I can actually put it to work in another area and have it work for me. And the difference is that people work for their money or their money works for them. And I chose at a certain point to have my money start to work for me. And so that's why I'm very aware of where my money is going on a regular basis. And I'm okay with debt. I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. The thing is that you have to pay attention to interest rates. And right now people are so uptight about interest rates, but the 20-year mortgage rate, the average is still 8%. We're under that. So, you know, people get so spoiled for a very short time at 3 and 4% interest rates. But, you know, that's not really sustainable over time. And so what happens is that we have to be aware. And if all of a sudden I pay something, a higher interest rate for something, but I have three other things with a super low interest rate, it's just like dollar cost averaging. You're still okay with that higher one because you're paying such low interest on the other ones. So, you know, debt is not such a bad thing. And, you know, there's other influencers out there who just say, well, that's dumb that you got, you know, a mortgage payment. That's just stupid.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's like when you really listen to his advice, I mean, I get the whole debt thing. You know, there are some people out there, you know, with ridiculous debt, but some of his advice has just gotten to be so stupid over the years. And again, it's not about the world's economy. It literally is about your own economy.
Sure. Well, I mean, again, the other people's money, I mean, that can apply to an individual or a company, right? I mean, it's what people do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, there's a lot of times where, you know, I don't want to get too deep into this, there's real estate deals out there where, you know, you can work different deals around different things and you're using other people's money to be able to build your net worth. And so, like I said, not all debt is bad debt, but you have to take a look at something, you know, in these car companies anymore, when you can go out and buy something for 0% for 60 months, that's pretty unbelievable.
I think.
You know, and so I think there is going to be a glut of cars here at a certain point. But until that happens, you know, you have to just figure out what they're going to be doing and take advantage and use their own financing.
You have to be aware that when we say not all debt is bad debt, that's part of the process that a lot of people will hear something from an influencer and just go very far on one side of the spectrum. You know, people might hear Steve Harvey say, well, actually, he said borrowing money isn't the way to success. So I maxed out my credit cards in order to start this business. And that's not exactly the case, right? Like Eric said, you got to watch interest rates as well and make strategic moves for that. If you do have a mortgage at close to 8%, well, then maybe making those extra payments might be a better thing for you to do. But if you're lucky enough to have lower interest rates and the correct and good debt, as we will call it, then that's when you can actually take advantage of it.
All right. Well, again, that's on that note, let's invite folks to call and come on in and have the conversation.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out, your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
Folks, that's the goal of the show here, to help you make the best decision for you. So if you do have questions about what we're talking about here today, maybe how it applies in your own situation, give Joseph and Eric a call, 800-779-1942. You can also text Eric directly. That's Eric to 600-700. It's E-R-I-C to 600-700. Quick break. We're back. We've got more on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, we continue down the rabbit hole of bad financial planning advice gone viral on social media and separate retirement planning fact from retirement planning fiction. Stay tuned.
Hey, we're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney's here. Joseph Lanza is here, talking a lot about social media and influencers and really how much influence they have. And the sad part is they've got a lot of influence, and it's not always the best way to go.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I can't even imagine what a full-time job that is, like to constantly have a camera in front of you 24/7 pretty much, and, oh, wait, you got to reshoot that. You know, you stepped wrong over this, and the lighting is off, because, I mean, these videos are so damn perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, they're putting a lot of effort into these things, so you stay watching them, but it really is. And the thing is that I've tried to limit my time on Instagram, because it is like going down a rabbit hole, because all of a sudden the algorithm figures out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to be really careful. I don't want that to become my life. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, we were walking on the beach the other day, and I was like, man, we don't come to the beach enough. You know, we live right next to the beach. It's so stupid. But it's just like, this is real life, you know, not in front of a screen. And I think more people really have to realize that.
Sure.
Too.
Well, let's talk about FIRE. We're talking about financial independence, retire early.
That, that kind of died out, huh?
Yeah, it did. Right. I mean, it was all the rage. What, maybe a year ago, maybe a little longer?
Yeah. Let's go out and buy a $200,000 Mercedes Sprinter. We're going to mm-hmm. live in this thing. We have a laptop. We're going to live off of this laptop. We're going to make our money off of it. And we're going to take videos of us living in this Mercedes Sprinter, going around the United States, living the dream. And we're retired. And, you know, it's like we got two dogs. We wake up, have coffee every morning in a different place. And then all of a sudden that ran out of FIRE real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, people don't realize like how much life costs. And I think that was really pretty much before inflation kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it was kind of a ridiculous statement from the beginning. And, you know, anybody that wants to retire early, you better have a very large inheritance, or you busted your ass for a very long time and you sacrificed.
Right.
There's really no other way to do it. And it's like, and you can't be running around in a $200,000 van and saying, you know, we're retiring early, you know, because that van still has, I mean, there's still costs related to that. So while people say we don't have a home, it's like, you still have other expenses. So I'm kind of glad that whole thing faded out, because a lot of people were starting to really believe in that. And they were actually jealous of them, too. You know, like, I wish I could travel the country like that. That's typically not reality for a lot of people.
Right. Well, and I mean, again, you think about it, in your early 40s, you think, well, I'm going to retire. Well, if you retire at 40, holy cow, you could have what, 50 years, 60 years?
I'd be bored. I mean,
in a minute, yeah.
I mean, I love what I do. I really do love what I do. And so the thing is that every once in a while I want to take a break from it. You know, I want to clear my head and everything. And I think that create sustainability and longevity. But I also feel like I do make a positive difference in people's financial lives. So that is something that I don't want to give up. I want to keep depleting the bad advice that's out there and putting people in a better place. So the bottom line is that I don't want that. So I just, like I said, I think these people really need to find something that is challenging. But I do feel bad for a lot of these Gen Zers. They think life is a hell of a lot easier than it actually is. I mean, I hate to say it, but I have several advisor buddies who are the same age as I am, and they even say the talent that's coming up, that's up and coming, is not really the best. You know, they want to work, you know, limited hours, and they feel like they can make a lot of money and then be done. That's not the reason that we got into this. And so it's just a different mentality for a lot of people that are up and coming in the work environment. They just want things to be different. And, you know, it's just not that way. A lot of old school values still have to take place in a newer world. Now, I appreciate things, you know, where the world is changing, and I am accepting of that. But the thing is that you can't change so quickly that all of a sudden the new world doesn't incorporate any of the old world, because you're going to lose clients and people aren't going to understand that way of thinking. So you literally have to grow older, engaging in both of these worlds, and try to meld a little bit of peace together.
Sure. And, you know, we talk about the Finfluencers, right? I mean, they've even got their own name, a Finfluencer from TikTok.
Yeah. And I saw something the other day that was saying that a lot of these people that are getting into this is because the ad revenue that you receive for a video that is related around finance, meaning these companies that are willing to purchase ads on your videos, if they know that the people that are watching it either have money or want to invest, is a niche group that is going to pay a lot more for ads on those videos rather than a video on, you know, sports or entertainment, because they know the viewers of that video are looking for some form of financial advice. So then if some financial company can put an ad on that video that sparks their interest, they're going to pay more for that ad. In return, that means that the person making that video is going to make more money on the views from that video.
Sure.
So there you go again. You talk about a fiduciary responsibility. You don't really, I don't know how many fiduciaries are on TikTok there.
I don't think there are. Well, I'm sure there are some, but at the same time, it's that's the thing. There's no regulation. There's no rules for them. It's the Wild West. And at some point, I mean, somebody's got to come in and say, hey, we've got to rein this in.
Yeah, the credibility can't be from views or following or likes that are on the post.
Sure.
And it can't be that way anymore, like I said.
Right. Well, I mean, so we've got another piece of audio, and this one really takes the cake as far as I'm concerned. And it sounds outrageous, but 2.6 million likes on this thing.
Of course.
It's from TikToks. The theme is the Federal Reserve has secret $1 million bank accounts for every American citizen.
If you look at your Social Security card, you look at the back of the card, there's a letter on the back of your Social Security card. Mine's G. That correlates with a Federal Reserve bank. Take that routing number for that bank, which is on the internet, and then your Social Security number is the account number, and you literally have an account in a Federal Reserve bank attached to your name with millions of dollars in it. I've actually used the number and routing number to test it, see if it works. I've used it on energy, and the payment has gone through. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. I'm going to crack into mine today.
Yeah. Yeah. So the New York Times reports over 100,000 payments totaling more than $100 million were attempted because of that scam.
Oh, my God.
How dumb are people?
I mean, that's the problem. I mean, people really think that this stuff exists. You got to be kidding me. Like, there is no easy way when it comes to financial planning, and you really want to be successful with your own personal finances. There's no easy way. It's a process. It's sacrificing. Like I said before, choose your hard. And there's no easy way through this. You know, in every successful person that I have met, the majority of them have said, we never thought we would be in this financial position ever. But it was through sacrifice, hard work, saving, and realizing that they do want to be in a better financial position someday. They realize there is no easy way. And I will tell you this real quick. I have a very good friend of mine from high school, and he always thought there was a better, easier way. And we are friends actually on Facebook. And you know, today he's 54 years old, really doesn't have anything to his name, and still believes there's a better, easier way. And I look at him all the time and I think to myself, my God, man, all the years that you wasted trying to find a better, easier way rather than just putting effort into something. What a waste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so the thing is that, you know, time is running out on his side. If you're not up and running at some point, you know, and you're gaining traction, how are you going to do that later on in your life? But he still believes in his head there's an easier way, and I'm going to hit gold someday. And it's just, you know, it's been crazy to watch that over the past few decades.
So, well, sure. I mean, especially in your position, Eric, where, you know, that's your life is helping people with money and to see that happen. But again, he's not alone in his beliefs, is he?
He's not. But that's the thing. And look, like, how do I say this without sounding like a jerk? But when you're in a better financial position than a lot of people in your lives, it's sometimes not that fun. Because, you know, even, and I will say this, my older sister, when I started becoming a little more successful, she just didn't understand why I had to do that. I didn't have to do anything. It was what I wanted. I wanted financial freedom. I wasn't looking to become wealthy. I want to make that crystal clear. I was looking to become financially independent. I was looking to make sure that if I could take care of some of my family, I could. And I'm not like they're like cutting checks to everybody. That's not me. But if all of a sudden one of my brothers and sisters or somebody gets sick, I know that I'm actually able to help them. That was the financial freedom that I really wanted. And so, again, a lot of people are just looking for that. They're not looking to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. They're not looking to be multi-millionaires. They just want to know that they have a sense of financial satisfaction in their lives. But they also realize it takes major sacrifice, major hours. I mean, you know, there's a lot of sacrifices that I've made in the past where I couldn't go to some event or I couldn't go on vacation or I had to cancel vacation because something in work had come up. But that was the sacrifice that I had to make. I wasn't happy about it at the time, but I realize now all of those sacrifices along the different routes of my life were the right decision. You get to a fork in the road in your life and you realize, which one do I go down? Do I want to go on this vacation and have fun? Or do I want to sacrifice and go down this road and have a rough week at work, but it's going to eventually pay off? And you hope it eventually pays off. But the point is that that's where it all came from. So again, people are not looking to get filthy rich and walk out to some private jet both wearing white pants. That's not reality. Reality is people just want to have that financial freedom knowing that they don't have to worry about money.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review that is valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out. Your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
And that's the goal of the show, helping you make the best decisions to help you get where you want to be when it comes to retirement. If you've got questions about what we're talking about, maybe how it applies in your own situation today, give Eric and Joseph a call. It's 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942. You can also text Eric directly. That's to Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. Text Eric to 600-700. Another quick break, but we're back. Another segment to go here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric and Joseph.
Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, failing to plan for what feels like a tiny piece of your financial planning puzzle now could wind up having major consequences later. We have you covered with the retirement planning questions you should be asking sooner rather than later. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, everyone. This is WealthWorks Radio, our final segment together on this day. We have we've been covering so much ground today. Holy cow, it's gone fast. I love the talk about social media and its influences, and I think that that's going to become a bigger topic. Would you agree?
Definitely. As we go down, you know, we get further into it. I mean, there's going to be other areas where social media is just going to take over. You know, people are cutting the cable more than ever from cable TV. And now, you know, you have Donald Trump coming out with his own social media site. It's just, you know, it's going to be where the Republicans will have one, the Democrats will have another. You know, it's going to get very misconstrued. But I also think that there's going to be a lot of people who start to turn it off as well. And that is me. You know, the thing is that it really is it's actually not good for you, I don't think, from an emotional aspect, because you always think everybody's living a better life, a happier life, everybody's richer than I am, and people actually end up getting depressed. So I think there's a lot of pitfalls of social media. And, you know, especially with all these teenagers, I mean, they are absolutely influenced by all this stuff. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what it looks like in another 5 or 10 years. There is a money manager, actually, a very young, successful money manager. And he was saying the other day, he said, growing up, we were very isolated, not alone, but we were isolated. We had friends, but we had friends through a screen. And so we were isolated. And so we're not used to going out and seeing doctors or nurses. And that's why he's like, you know, online healthcare will become an up and coming thing because we were so isolated. It's okay not seeing a doctor in person. So I think that there is going to be a lot of changes that take place from a digital standpoint, where people will go more online for medical advice.
For all sectors, really.
Yeah, for all sectors, exactly. So it will be changing, but then you've got to figure out what is actually a genuine or a solid place that you can trust to get your advice from. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, sitting down with you being an independent fiduciary, a lot of experience, those are the things that make up a great advisor. And so we've got the series of questions here that kind of get into some of that. But the thing is, we should be asking the question as a client. But if your clients aren't asking these questions, you make sure that they get answered anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are critical questions that you need solid answers for, and you want them answered for your personal situation. That's the most important thing, because who cares about anybody else in retirement? You've got to worry about your own retirement first.
Mm-hmm. And that, when it comes to retirement, it starts with income.
Yeah, so good questions to ask. You know, what do I need for a retirement income plan? Well, do you have a retirement income plan? I'm still blown away at how many people do not understand where their income is coming from. Mm-hmm. In that income plan, are they adjusting Social Security for inflation? Do you understand your income needs from 60 to 65, 65 to 70, 70 to 75, 75 to 80. The reason I say that is they will change. You are going to travel a lot more. Then you're going to have grandkids, and then you're going to have money for the kids, maybe to help them with a down payment, or maybe you're going to travel more domestically now. Maybe you're going to buy an RV. Whatever it may be, your expenses are going to be different over a year-to-year basis. On top of that, are you actually incorporating inflation on top of that? Also, in the retirement plan, you should be concerned about medical expenses. We always talk about that Fidelity survey, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got medical expenses all the way up to long-term care expenses. So there's a lot of different expenses that need to be inflated at different points all throughout the income plan. You're also have to worry about your required minimum distributions as well. I mean, that could play a huge role. So the bottom line is that I think our income plans are extremely sophisticated. And so a lot of people, when they see it, and Joseph can attest to this too, a lot of times when people see this, they're like, after investing with another advisor for so long, I've never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to get when you call us for a second opinion or that personal financial blueprint. You're going to say, I've never seen this before. In the first 20 minutes of our meetings, that's what people are saying. That's how we know we're doing something different than a lot of advisory firms. We're first investing in you before you have to decide if you want to invest in us. What a difference.
What a difference, yeah. And again, some of these questions, I like this one too. And this was one that if you're looking for maybe that first meeting is, what do I need to do 5 years before retirement? That's a great time to start.
And it could be, it doesn't have to be, you know, 5 years before retirement, or this is what you need to be doing the year before retirement. If you're working with a true financial planner, then you're going to have a financial plan in place. You're going to know exactly what you need to do all years leading up to retirement. And then not only that, but the years you're actually in retirement, you're going to know how much you're actually pulling from your portfolios, how your investments are going to change over time. And as we go through these questions, it really makes me think about all the people that are just looking at their investments when they're focused on retirement. It's the only thing that a lot of people care about. Well, how am I invested? Or people will come in and say, well, here's what my portfolio did last year. What did you guys do? or what could you guys give me as far as my investments go? What rates of return are we looking at here? And there's so much more to retirement planning than just that rate of return. It's about actually planning for your entire life that we have to make sure that's taken care of first. Mm-hmm. And that helps us decide, okay, here's how your investments should be placed. And we can prove to you this is why they're placed because of XYZ, you know, whatever the financial plan is showing us for your independent situation. And not everybody is going to have the exact same financial plan, the exact same investments. And you can't lump a lot of people into that same column because everybody has different needs.
Sure.
But a lot of people that we see come in, a lot of times we'll take a look at the portfolio before we even know who's managing that portfolio. We can make a very good educated guess at, oh, this is probably a so-and-so portfolio.
Yeah.
Hey, how'd you know that? Well, you know, we've seen this before, meaning you have the same portfolio
over and over and over
as the same clients that are there. Is your situation the same? Absolutely not. No two situations are ever the same. So why are your investments the same?
Right.
Sure. Well, how about this? If you're fortunate enough to have a pension, and there are a few people out there that do, and they get offered a lump sum to buy out their pension, what do you tell them? That's a good conversation to have.
And it's not something that when somebody tells me right away, okay, here are the numbers, I can either take this or take this, that I'm able to say right on the spot, oh, do that. You have to be running the numbers. And that's what our job is as a financial planner. And there's a lot of different things that caveats that can come along the way as far as survivorship goes, life expectancy, the rate of return that's applied in there. So you want to be working with somebody that when you ask them that question, they're actually going to be able to provide you with two different scenarios and actually show you what those payouts look like. We'll show, run it in my plan as me taking the pension, now run it as the lump sum. How does that affect my overall net worth through my retirement years?
Sure. And I mean, again, those are the things that can really help clarify. And I mean, it's a pretty big decision if you are fortunate enough to have a pension.
And all of our clients that have a financial plan with us, they're working with Donna Krohn, who's our certified financial planner. Donna's meeting with our client base constantly and answering questions like this, because it might be a pension or it might be, hey, I want to buy a second home. Can you take a look at this, these numbers for me? How much should I put down? This is what the mortgage is going to cost. Let's run some different scenarios. And it could be any scenario out there. I'm looking at a car for this much money. And a lot of times we've planned for these goals. But then again, life, you know, gets thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have things that come up that we have to run new scenarios for. It's why we're here. It's an ongoing process.
Everything's going to change.
Exactly.
And so if as we look at that, one of the other questions that needs to be asked, and but again, I know that you're very transparent, we're talking about fees. How do you get paid?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very important question that a lot of people should be asking an advisor when they sit down with them. How are you getting paid? And are you a fiduciary? Because a fiduciary who has a responsibility to put their client's best interests before their own should be working on a assets under management fee system where they're not making commissions based off of trades or something along those lines.
And the other thing is what value are you going to give me? Right? I was mm-hmm. paying a fee to my other advisor, but what value do you provide? And that's actually when we know that you're working with a little bit more of a sophisticated investor, because they realize they're going to pay a fee. They realize that. But what value are you going to give me? Because that's really what people are looking for. Do you have an income plan? Do you have a financial plan? Do you have a tax reduction strategy? Do you have concierge service? Do you actually have a portfolio money manager that you can speak to on a regular basis? These are all things that people want to incorporate into that. Do you actually have access to a certified public accountant? Do you actually have access to an estate planner? And we're constantly on the phone with an estate planner all the time. So again, an estate planning attorney rather. So the bottom line is that people want value, and that's really what they're seeking.
Sure. And again, along those lines, you talked about estate planning. That, again, is something that has to be discussed as part of an overall plan.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I think what they're really looking for right now is protection of assets. How can I now take all the assets that I've acquired over the years and actually protect myself? And in Florida, it's kind of nice because you have a lot of ways that you can protect yourself from creditors and predators. So it's a huge difference. So again, estate planning is important, and you really have to, that really needs to be something that you're not procrastinating on. It really needs to be done at a certain point. And we always focus on estate planning over the summer because things die down a little bit. And earlier, you know, we'll say to our clients, hey, you guys, if you haven't done any estate planning, now's a great time to do that. So it is something that we stay busy with throughout the summer, and people are actually very happy once they get it all done.
Sure. So, I mean, so it's been kind of a crazy week. Lots of ups and downs again. How are you feeling overall?
I feel great. I mean, like I said, I feel like, you know, through planning, there's always transparency about everybody's portfolios and everything. We feel great about this year. You know, there's going to be tumultuous times ahead. The market's going to have multiple corrections and pullbacks. Interest rates are still an issue. Inflation's still an issue. But we feel good. I mean, again, if everybody's on the same page about their finances, everybody's happy.
Absolutely. And again, let's go ahead and wrap it up for the week and invite folks to call one more time.
Hey, everybody out there. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks again for the positive feedback. We always appreciate that when we get that every single week. If you've been out there listening and you're interested in a second opinion or you really want a second pair of eyes on that portfolio, give us a call today. Let's do a portfolio recovery strategy. Or if you're looking for ways to improve your income, let's show you different ways that you can turbocharge your retirement income. We'll write a full-blown income plan that sets off what you're spending, how much is inflation, how much is healthcare, what is it actually look like to create all of your goals and objectives. So again, pick up the phone today, or again, you can text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700 right now, and we'll respond to your text. Again, have a great week, and thanks so much for listening.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by RWA. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and make full disclosures of any conflict of interest, if any exists. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system. Designed by determining the amount of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate, WealthGuard is added to a client's account to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or assets will be traded or liquidated the same day due to time of day or market restrictions.